Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Dancing with the Stars contestant Kareem Abdul-Jabbar announced he has managed his leukemia down to a microscopic level. You know, he was diagnosed 9 years ago with leukemia. He says you're not ever technically in remission, but he takes daily meds for the blood disease, and he says there are no bad white blood cells in his body, and that's how he discusses the fact that he's healthy. Well, he added that I feel fine, I feel very fortunate, and I'm definitely benefiting from the medical research that has enabled targeted drugs to deal with types of leukemia that I possess. Jabbar, born Ferdinand Alcindor, for those who may or may not remember or ever known that, he says he has never worked out in his life like he has rehearsing for the ABC show Dancing with the Stars. He said he had to get his feet in shape. I know that's right. Well, we're wishing him the best, and I can't wait for the season to start. You know, it's still one of my faves. And The Rock and his partner, Lauren Hashian, are celebrating the birth of their daughter, Tiana Gia. The actor announced the newborn's arrival yesterday. He shared this wonderful photo of himself cradling the infant to his muscular bare chest. Well, the father of three said in a caption that Tiana Gia Johnson came into the world like a force of nature, and mama labored and delivered like a true rock star. And of course, The Rock is now giving out advice to expecting dads. He says, quote, "Word to the wise gentlemen, it's critical to be by your lady's head when she's delivering. Be supportive, hold hands, hold her legs, whatever you can do. But he says if you really want to understand the most powerful and primal moment in life, watch your child being born." He says he has a whole new respect for all women after that. I know you do, you better. And Kanye West has once again professed his love for Donald Trump. And he has defended his support of Trump's conservative mouthpiece, Candace Owens. Well, Ebro Darden, he's host of a radio show. He spoke with the rapper on Sunday after he voiced his approval of Owens on Twitter the day before. And you know that sparked an uproar on Twitter. Anyway, Darden claimed that Kanye said, "I love Donald Trump," while complaining that he couldn't get anything done with Obama. Kanye says he reached out to Obama for years and couldn't get anything done by him, but Trump gave him a meeting. By the way, in case you've forgotten, President Obama was famously caught on a hot mic calling Kanye a jackass after he interrupted Taylor Swift's MTV Music Awards speech in 2009. And then Obama stood by that comment in an interview in 2012. Well, the radio host Darden says he challenged Kanye, saying that Trump merely used him for a quick photo opportunity. But then the singer retorted back that Trump is a busy man. All I can say is, takes a fool to know a fool. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.